Although many of us strive to be the best dad we can be, many physicians struggle with finding balance between their life at home and their life at work. This is the Imperfect Dad MD podcast, the show where we discuss topics involving our minds, bodies, beliefs, relationships at home, and upping our game with our business practices and financial knowledge to better improve our role as dad in the lives of those around us. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, physician, husband, father to two boys, and self-proclaimed imperfect dad. Join me as I learn to raise my own imperfections within all these topics. Now, let's get to today's discussion. Hello and welcome to the Imperfect Dad MD podcast. I am your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, and this is our Friday review show. If you listen to this week's episode, I recorded an episode about birthdays and what I thought about our kids' birthdays and essentially commented on what I thought were good about birthdays and birthday parties in particular and what maybe wasn't so good. And a lot of that had to go with probably the fact that we were planning the party and getting ready for it, and there's all that stress involved with it. But we had the party, and I wanted to come back to it and kind of talk about where I think I did things well, toot my own horn, but also things that I didn't do well. So always looking at those imperfections and trying to embrace them the best you can and learn from them. Now, before I get started, if you have not yet, make sure to subscribe to the show. That way you'll know whenever there's a new episode out and you don't miss anything there. If you haven't yet, I really appreciate if you're able to leave a review on the show. That helps me, number one, know if I'm doing well and if people think I'm doing a good enough job for you. But number two, the more reviews the show has, the higher it up on the list it is for people who are searching for things like this. And my goal with this has always been help as many people as possible. So if you haven't yet, make sure to do that. Share it with a friend. So yeah, this week, our older son turned 9, had a birthday. It was at a place that had a bowling alley, laser tag, video games, all the fun stuff that kids like to do at these ages. Basically, the place I would have loved to have a birthday party at if it was available when I was growing up. Now, these places really weren't around when I was growing up. But our son invited friends. We had no input on the friend list. We allowed him to choose the people he chose. Now, there were people he chose that we were like, oh, I have no clue who that is, but that's cool. And then there were people he actually didn't choose to come to his party. We were a little surprised, like, oh, I wonder why he didn't invite that person, but we didn't touch on it, right? Because one of the important things for us was we wanted to make sure that there were kids there that he wanted at that time. Not saying he didn't want everybody there, but he knew there was a limit, and he knew that there was only so many kids that could come. So it was, hey, who are the people right now that you want to have come? We could have easily had 50 kids at this party, which obviously I would never do because I would go crazy. He actually did a really good job at organizing and deciding, like, how I'm going to do this or who I'm going to invite and who would I have the most fun with doing these things. Not saying he wouldn't have fun with other kids, but I think that helped him learn how to choose from a big list or a big group of people in his mind and specifically pick from that list. So a lot of kind of choices, basically, and helping him learn how to do that. So that's one thing that I feel like he learned from with this birthday party. So that's good. The other thing, we were in a room with a lot of kids. I'm not going to say how many kids were there, but it was a handful. And just like anything, when you put enough kids in a room, there's a lot of personalities there. So you have kids that are quieter, some that are louder, some that are more respectful, some a little less respectful. Some kids get along really well, some kids don't. And so when you have an environment like that, and it's all supposed to be focused on one person, how does your child adapt to that? How does your child respond to it? And I want to say for our son, he actually did a really good job. There was a lot of things going on, and he easily could have been overwhelmed by the amount of things going on, the craziness around him, the people, the different activities, and he did a really good job. And the whole time, he was smiling. Now, at one point, the party room was getting way too loud. You could tell he was getting a little bothered by it because he was kind of closing his ears and kind of putting his head down. And so then I had to use my pseudo dad voice to calm the room, which some kids were very good at listening to and other kids not so much. So then, you know, that's always that interesting question for me as a parent. How do I intervene there? Because it's not my kid, but no parents day. How do you intervene with somebody else's kid in those situations? And you know what? I treat them like my own kids. I talk to them like I would to my own kids. You know, I didn't yell at them, I wasn't rude at them, I wasn't physical with them or anything like that. But there was a group of kids that were definitely not doing as well with listening and keeping their hands off each other in the right way. And so I had to intervene on that. And it turned out fine. It was not a big deal. I kept it away from my son so he didn't have to see the drama of it. When I talked to him later about it, he was like, huh? Like, I don't remember them fighting or doing this or doing that. I was like, good. I am glad you didn't. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't bothering you or affecting your day. And so in that regard, for me as a parent, it was important for me to kind of balance that out. So that was a good learning lesson for me because, you know, we have two kids, 5 and 9 now. They fight with each other. How do I intervene with them? How do I intervene with other kids doing it? So that was a good learning lesson for me. Now, other things that I think our son did really well with is when it was time to go on to activities, he did a very good job getting his friends organized. So he very much took a leadership role, right? He got everybody together. He decided who was going to go where for bowling. He put the names in. He decided who was going to each lane. When it was time for laser tag, he did a good job picking who went to where and, you know, not a lot of fighting with that. And so you could definitely see, although the day was supposed to be about him, he very much took a leadership approach to it, which I think, again, it's a very good learning thing for him, but it also shows his friends that he can be a leader in case they're ever looking for that. So that was a positive thing. Now, what was one not so positive thing? Well, whenever you have a sibling at your birthday party, and that sibling is a different age than you, especially younger, that sibling typically wants to do everything you're doing, meaning he wants to sit next to you during meals, and he wants to be in your lane for bowling, and he wants to be in your team for laser tag. And when that does not happen, it turns into drama. And that happened a little bit at this party, to where, you know, I wanted our boys to sit next to each other. That was my desire, though, right? That was my want. And why did I want that? I wanted that so that our 5-year-old didn't go crazy and throw a tantrum at the party and ruin the party. Now, who does that affect? I was worried it would affect our older son. Apparently, it didn't really affect him. It affected me as dad, because now I have to step in and intervene, right? I have to take this 5-year-old screaming kid out of the party room and calm him down outside of the room before he can go back in. And sadly, that happened. That was not something I wanted to deal with that day. And I recognize that me wanting our 9-year-old to allow his 5-year-old brother to sit next to him at the party was probably more me trying to avoid that tantrum situation. Now, I did explain to him, and I do believe this, that although he's with his friends, family always comes first. Family's going to always be the most important thing for you. And so that was what I tried to explain to him, was that the reason I wanted his 5-year-old brother to sit next to him was because he's family. He's supposed to be important to you. And he understood that. But the thing he said was, you know, Dad, I get to see my brother every day. I don't get to see these friends every day. I want to sit next to the people I want to sit next to. And I totally understood that too. So for me as a dad, imperfect moment there was, I was definitely projecting a little bit of my wants onto how the seating arrangement was going to go, so I wouldn't have to deal with it. But I will say, though, all that happened, I was able to fireman hold my 5-year-old as he was kicking and screaming, take him out of the party room, and calm him down enough to get back into the room and be chill. So I felt like that was a win, I guess. I don't know what the patrons of the establishment around me thought as I was carrying my 5-year-old, but to be honest, I don't care. I did what I had to do to take care of him and calm down the situation, and I did it. So some pluses and minuses there. You know, all in all, not a lot of imperfections when it came to it. Not saying it was a perfect party, but I feel like overall it actually went really well. And I think our older son did learn definitely some valuable lessons. Now, he opened presents when we got home. We don't open presents in front of friends anymore because then it gets into the, oh, well, he gave you this and this person gave you that. And then you worry about competitiveness. You worry about what happens if you get 2 presents at the same time. Some kids may look and say, oh, wow, he got that person a lot more expensive gift than I was able to give them. Maybe they have more money. Maybe we're poor. Maybe we don't have enough money. Why don't my parents want to do that? You know, there's a lot of things that go into this, a lot of thoughts. And, you know, when it comes to the materialization of birthdays, although gifts are nice to get, you don't want it to be the focus. And so we have, over the last several years, decided not to allow presents to be opened at those parties because it takes a lot of time too. It uses it's like 30 minutes to open presents, and that's a lot of party time. So we don't do that anymore. But I will say, when we did get home, our son was very gracious about everything he got. No complaining, no arguing. There was one actually thing he thought he was going to get, and he didn't get it, and I was a little worried he was going to be frustrated, and he was like, that's okay, I'm really happy with what I got. And that's such a cool moment to see because of the way he responded there too. So I know I complained a little bit about their birthdays this week. I did a blog post on it too. And if anybody just looked at that without any background information, they may look at that and be like, wow, Dr. Toffel hates birthday parties. It's not the case. And this is evidence to that. You know, I had a lot of fun with our kids at their party. But I also recognized that there were things that they learned and things that I could do better and they could do better. But in the end, it worked out. So, yeah, let me know what you think. If your kid had a birthday party recently, let me know how it went. What is something you learned from it? And what's something you know you can improve? Again, I know my improvement there was not projecting my feelings about them sitting next to each other and causing a little bit of drama from that. And so let me know. Let me know what you think. You can send me an email at imperfectdadmd@gmail.com. You can go to the website, www.imperfectdadmd.com, and leave a comment there. Otherwise, I hope you guys are staying healthy, staying safe. Remember to subscribe and leave a review if you haven't yet. Share this with a friend, and we'll see you next week.
My dad, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, is a pediatrician, father, and husband. The information provided in this podcast is not meant to be medical advice and is for your education and entertainment only.